This podcast is part of the 76ers Podcast Network. Search 76ers Podcast wherever you get your pods. You're listening to Rewind, to listen back on press conferences, highlights, and analysis from the 76ers' previous game. Despite terrific performances from Joel Embiid and Tobias Harris, the 76ers' first game of consequence in nearly 5 months ends in defeat 127-121. The Sixers lose a key game to the Indiana Pacers. I'm Brian Seltzer. Good to be speaking with you. If you had TJ Warren going for a career-high 53 points in his first game back since the hiatus, well, you would be the winner. His Pacers are 53 for TJ Warren. Joel Embiid finishing with 41 points, 21 rebounds. Awesome night for him. Tobias Harris with 30 points and 8 boards. Not enough for the 76ers. And here's the head coach, Brett Brown.
Schematically guarding him, what have you.
I think that the space that we gave him was too generous. I think, like, when you have Matisse and Ben, who were the primary defensive assignments, normally, you know, you feel comfortable that those two can tag team a player, and he was great tonight. Maybe we could have double teamed him sooner than we tried to. They have tremendous 3-point shooters behind the double team, so you try to, like, pick your poison. I thought in the first part of the game, he got out that first half. He was sensational, and I thought the physicality as it relates to the whole game wasn't at the level that we needed it to be. I'll go back and I'll look at how schematically we could have done better, but those are my initial thoughts.
So on the spacing front, Brett, was that something that you guys addressed at any point mid-game, whether they needed to crowd him more and get up in his face, or was it just kind of on the players that you think that
no, we talked to different? Anytime somebody comes out and has the first period that he had, it's a pretty easy conversation. And I think that, you know, some of it you give credit to him. Some of it we clearly have to do better. But it's not a mystery, you know, coming back at the end of the game saying, oh, how did he score? I can't believe it. You know, you just got to pay attention in the first period, and you got some issues. And we didn't get it done the way that we needed to get it done. And some of it is, I think, just maybe initially playing again. I don't know. But he certainly had a hell of a game. And, you know, you got to give him credit.
Thanks, Brett.
You're welcome.
Serena's up next.
Hey, Brett, you know, we've talked a lot of just about the enormity of the responsibility that Shake Milton has been given in this role. What was your read on him out there tonight?
I thought he struggled tonight. I thought that he got sped up in his mind. You know, he got scored on initially pretty quickly, and we had a discussion about pick and roll defense, him and Joe, about, you know, what direction the screen was coming. And I thought that he chased for the most part all game. I think it was born out of some frustration. I think that his foul trouble didn't help him, like, stay in a game and find a rhythm. But I thought tonight Shake struggled.
Difficult night for the 76ers all around. Yes, Joel Embiid put up some outstanding stats. 41 points, 21 rebounds, the 35th performance in franchise history of 40-20. Tobias Harris came up with some really timely baskets throughout the game, I thought, whether it was early on trying to help the 76ers stem the tide that Indiana was building up, or late, some baskets that either tied the game or nudged the 76ers in front. A really strong showing scoring-wise for Tobias Harris, who ended the evening with 30 points on 12 for 29 shooting with 3 three-pointers to go along with 8 rebounds. Al Horford with 10 points off the bench. He was minus 26. The 76ers did not get enough out of their starting backcourt, as you heard Brett Brown say, between Shake Milton, who was scoreless. He only managed one shot, a three-pointer, and it didn't come until late in the game in the fourth quarter. He also had 5 personal fouls and 3 turnovers. Josh Richardson finished with 4 points on 2 for 4 shooting. He had 3 personal fouls and 3 turnovers. And in addition to TJ Warren going for an insane number of 53 points, another twist in this one, in terms of storylines that you might not have expected to see, was that Joel Nadeau played 21 minutes. He actually brought some order to the the 76ers and to the court, the veteran at the point guard spot when it seemed like tonight's game got away from Shake a bit. Joel Neto was a plus 14 in nearly 21 minutes of action. But the 76ers turned the ball over way, way too much, 21 times, and they weren't able to sustain a really encouraging start. They attacked the Pacers on the interior, a Pacers team that A, wasn't at full strength, and B, the Sixers definitely had a height advantage on. But T.J. Warren, some of his baskets, especially those down the stretch when he was hitting at a ridiculous length to put the game away. You know, sometimes in situations like that, maybe you tip your hat to a guy, but it was early on when the Sixers, Ben Simmons, I mean, he was that was the guy assigned to T.J. Warren, if we're being frank, just didn't quite get up in Warren enough tonight, and he got really comfortable. And as we've seen, particularly in terms of Warren against the Sixers in the past, if he gets comfortable and feeling at home out there, some dangerous things can happen, and that's what ended up costing the 76ers tonight. Sixers lose their first seeding game, 127-121, and this one was important in terms of how the Eastern Conference looks. The Sixers and Pacers enter this evening with an identical record of 39-26. The Pacers had the upper hand in the standings because they won two out of the first three matchups in the regular season series before the hiatus. Well, now the Pacers, with this victory, not only get a game worth of separation from the 76ers in the standings, they also clinch the season series 3-1. The good news for the 76ers was earlier tonight they had a relevant basketball game for the first time in almost 5 months. The bad news was the Indiana Pacers had T.J. Warren. More on that in a moment. But for the 76ers, this game, it feels like a long time ago, actually got off to a really good start.
In blue on the right wing, it's Simmons one-on-one. They're starting the load for a double. He passes to Tobias. He drives it. He dunks it. Indiana with porous defense. And Harris, like Simmons, slams the ball. It's 8-2.
Whether it was Harris, Joel Embiid, or Ben Simmons early on, the Sixers were destroying the Pacers on the interior. And then things began to change. Pacers started hitting their shots, particularly jump shots. T.J. Warren was a big factor in that.
And now McConnell steals it again. He goes to Sampson. Back out top, Warren. Warren for three. Oh, man. Are you kidding me? T.J. McConnell with the grit, the determination, the steal. And he steals it and sets up a Warren three. Indiana by 8.
Warren with 19 points in the first quarter alone, and that was merely a precursor of, unfortunately, what was to come the rest of the night. The Sixers trailed 35-29 after a quarter. In the second, Ben Simmons trying to nudge the Sixers ahead.
Simmons with the ball. They go to Embiid. They run a double. He goes in the lane. Turner. Turner backs. Sixers moving around the perimeter. Benny on a drive. Simmons down the lane. Underhand scoop. Good. Turner kind of rotated over Miles Turner, but he can't guard Embiid and Simmons. Not too many guys can. And Ben Simmons right down the Florida Boulevard.
Sixers had some success at the beginning of the second quarter, but Indiana turned it around. They led 61-55 at the break to the Pacers. In the third quarter, the Sixers had a 12-3 run capped by Ben Simmons.
And the ball bounds all the way back out to Benny. Simmons in the lane, reverse layup, twists up and in. Ben Simmons getting the ball, angling in with a drive, and Simmons now with a dozen.
That made it 67-64. The Sixers back in front. The Sixers held the Pacers to 20 points in the third quarter. That's the type of defense you want to see. Big baskets late in the third from Al Horford helped make it 87-81 76ers going into the fourth. And early on in that period, you know, you're feeling pretty good about the Sixers' chances because of this.
Sixers on the move with six to shoot to the right side. Alec Burks, he may have to go one-on-one. Shot clock down to three. He rises. He shoots. It's up and good. His third tray right over McDermott. And Alec Burks shoots and scores. It's a 7-point game.
And soon the lead would grow to 10 for the 76ers, 98-88. But right after that, Joel Embiid went out. T.J. Warren started to heat back up. The Pacers go on a 14-3 run with Joel Embiid on the bench. They put in the driver's seat, but Joel Embiid did his best to try and guide the Sixers back.
Here's Tobias on a drive. They cut him off. He puts it up in short. No good. And Embiid fouls it up and in. Tobias Harris on a drive was cut off. Miles Turner came over, and that freed up Joel. And the Sixers get another offensive rebound and a putback like Simmons earlier, and it's tied at 107.
But a Warren three with about 3 minutes to go made it 113-108. Another big basket from Warren stretched the lead to 7 with 3 minutes left. And then the 76ers, well, this one just kind of summed it up in the final seconds.
Shot clock down to five. Aaron Holiday driving on Matisse. Kick out Warren. Beyond the arc. Three ball. Warren shot is good. He's done it again. T.J. Warren from well beyond the arc. Knocking out a 31-footer. He gives Indiana a six-point lead with under 10 seconds to go. So Warren delivers again.
He was 20 for 29 overall. 9 of 12. From three-point territory, 4 for 4 from the free throw line. T.J. Warren, a career-high 53 points, leading the Pacers to a key 127-121 win over the Sixers. Sixers shot under 50% from the field just by a touch. The Pacers shot 50.5%. The 76ers only 9 of 25 from outside the arc. Indiana was 14 of 34. 76ers crushed the Pacers on the glass. They were plus 21, 55 to 34, but the Sixers undone in part by their 21 turnovers, which led to 26 Pacer points. Indiana committing just 10 turnovers in the game. Joel Embiid, the 35th 40-20 performance in franchise history. He finished with 41 and 21. It was his second ever 40-20 game. 15 of 23 overall, 1 for 5 from 3. Got to the line regularly, 10 of 12. He finished with 9 offensive rebounds. He also had 4 assists and 3 block shots. He was plus 21 in 34 minutes. Not bad for Joe, who only played 13 minutes in the first half of one of the 76ers' 3 scrimmages. Tobias Harris, 30 points even, 12 of 29 from the field, 3 three-pointers, 8 rebounds for Harris, 19 points for Ben Simmons on 8 of 14 shooting, 3 of 6 from the line, 13 rebounds, 4 assists, and the backcourt for the 76ers, it had a tough night. 4 points for Josh Richardson, Shake Milton held scoreless, 10 points for Al Horford off the bench, who Nato played the bulk of the game running the offense. He logged nearly 21 minutes and finished plus 14 with 3 assists and no turnovers. 76ers are now 39-27 on the season. The Pacers improved to 40-26. They have a game's worth of separation from the Sixers for 5th place in the Eastern Conference, and the Pacers win the 4-game season series against the Sixers 3-2-1.
You've been listening to Rewind. Look out for fresh episodes the day after every 76ers game this season.